This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Sekona ubuhle as well as Amina abazobe beshare la ke the linkage of climate change as well as women's njengoba sibiyona inyanga yabantu besifazane. Good afternoon, ladies, and welcome on MUT Radio. Ninjan. Okay, let me start by greeting Ubuhle. Uyaphila buhle?
Ngiyaphila wena njani?
I'm okay, I'm fine. Great. Sharp. Sithemba ukuthi now you're good.
I'm good.
Definitely. I mean.
Hi.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm okay. Ngazi ke kodwa it seems like sure, right?
Yeah, 100% sure.
Baphile ekhaya. Siyabonga. Ni you guys requested for climate change. Mhlambe just for telling abalaleli ukuthi who are we speaking with? I'll start with you Buhle ukuthi sinobani, uqhamuka kuphi, mangabe ufunda la ekhaya yipi cause ayenza.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Buhle Simlane, and I'm a fourth-year student doing a Bachelor of Sciences in Environmental Health here at MUT.
Wow. Amina?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Amina, and I'm doing Community Extension. I'm a first-year student.
First-year student. Yeah. Wow. I like that. Just to keep the ball rolling, Sigion Nyang Aban Bisfazan, and I was asking a question on the first hour of the show. Uguti, what one thing you think all women should do for themselves at least once in their life? And my response, someone said travel alone, someone would say hambu a spa, someone would say start a business, omunye wati don't be afraid to say no. When on your own perspective, if you can share, what that one thing ungashuguti umuntu esifazane no. At least do this thing once. Minangte, obey laws and regulations implemented by the man. I'm joking. On your own perspective.
Okay, I'd say just be yourself.
Because
there's a lot going on and everyone is saying do this, do that. I say just be yourself. It's very liberating.
Minangamta nafuna umuntu wesifazane independent. Yeah. So, Amin, do you have something to share on that one?
Yeah, just take some time to yourself and actually get to know yourself better.
I love it. They just go straight to the point. So, as we celebrate Women's Month, I want to know what stories or images come to your mind when you think of women working with the land, planting, harvesting, as well as caring for in nature. Both.
To be honest, a lot comes to my mind, but I feel like top of the list is honestly the stories that never make it to the spotlight or the highlights. I think of the women that build their own small gardens, women that compost waste, women that reuse water frequently, and those that are just combating climate change without even giving it a name.
No. Angazi u Amina. Wena, on your own view.
Okay, my input was going to be, when considering women working with the land or caring for nature, images of women cultivating gardens, harvesting crops, or gathering medicinal plants, or participating in community-based conservation efforts come to mind. Stories often highlight their role ensuring food security and sustainable resource management for their families and communities.
Hmm. Whereas you see in the past, women were very connected to the environment, and these into zashinj. If you can share why they were connected ngaleyandlela abantu besifazane babe planta abantu abanye bahambe emakhaya babe emfuleni beyo commands, why they were so connected to the environment, and what can we learn from that today in the fight against climate change?
So, as the saying goes, we would see too much of everything is bad. I think industrialization is a very good thing. However, it does impact us very negatively because it's the phones. Everyone's on their phone lately. And back in the day, like, they used to communicate a lot. And they used to, I think, know that it's important to have the environment as and live in harmony with it rather than just think of it as a surrounding, which is what we do. Like, we think of it as our surrounding, but we're not trying to actually integrate ourselves with the environment because we are part of the environment. So I think it's that they valued it.
Yeah. Thank you.
My input is that women in the past were often closely connected to the environment due to their roles in the household sustenance.
Yes, yes.
Which included collecting water, firewood, farming, gathering foods and medicines. This direct interaction fostered a deep understanding of natural cycles and resource management. You can learn from their sustainable practices and from their traditional knowledge to inform current climate change mitigation and adaptation strategies to emphasize local solutions and community involvement.
Mhlambe, maybe from your experience as a student, how can you, or rather, have you ever seen the effect of climate change around you, maybe in your community, in school, a car, a church, or anywhere?
Yo, a lot. I think I've seen the impact of climate change because remember with the frequent heat waves, it gets like extremely hot.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who suffers from a lot of migraines. So the severe headaches really, really affect my concentration and my schoolwork. And also the overcrowding, because when we commute from school to our residences, we use the buses, right? So it gets like really packed. So you can imagine like an extremely hot day and there it's congested. So I think also that has like a very big impact on yourself and your well-being, on your everyday life.
True. Yes.
So I've observed increased frequency of extreme weather events like heat waves and droughts affecting water availability and agricultural output in the community, changes in the local biodiversity and the impact on daily life. Studies due to this environment's natural shift are also evident.
Since sikwinyanga abantu besifazane, mhlambe kukhona izinto eniyibonile that affect abantu besifazane differently based on climate change. So on your own perspective or on your own view, how do you think climate change affect women differently, especially those responsible for collecting water, as I've mentioned before, nokutshala? Ukuthi, how does climate change affect women differently?
Okay, you mentioned collecting water, and I also like to just spark on the fact of that like women are in skincare businesses, and a lot of them really do take medicinal herbs, and they like use them to actually create beautiful skincare products for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, with climate change, like it's introducing extremely harsh conditions. Some plants can't even grow well in our environment and in our soil nowadays. To a point where we have natural medicinal herbs such as aloe vera, turmeric, and other essential oils not growing well. And these conditions of climate change end up favoring the thriving of alien invasive plants rather than our usual plants. So I think that affects us a lot because imagine you're living in a space and you're used to getting certain herbs for your healing and also for like your skincare, but now you're having like limited access to it. And I think that also harms them inwardly.
So, Mkhambe, do you feel that enough is being done to include women's voice and ideas in addressing climate change, eskhathini sanamhlanje, today?
No. I think also the World Health Organization did publish that like women, climate induced women diseases and illnesses are very much under researched. They are underfunded and not enough attention is given to them, because we do hear a few things, but the silence is also too loud. I don't think the research is enough, and also the media coverage, I don't think it's enough.
Okay, thank you. So, Buhle, if you were to create a campaign on Women's Month that focuses on climate change, what would it look like, and what would it be called? Ngayin, if you create a campaign on Women's Month campaign, eKuluma, that focuses more on climate change. Kungayini eningakhuluma ngani? And the goal yakho ngawukuthi at the end of this campaign, yini ofuna abantu bayibuke, bayifunde towards that?
I think my campaign would be called Daughters of the Planet.
I love that one. I love it. Daughters of the Planet.
Yeah.
True. Actually, they're true, right?
And it will focus on education. I like the first question you asked, Gutsi, like what comes into our mind, and also linking that with the ancient times that previously like women, and we used to be so in harmony with the environment. Yeah. So I think it would focus on education, like where older women actually educate the young, and knowledge is passed down from the older generation to us so that we could also pass it down to the next generation. Mm. Because remember, we're the only generation that is that is experiencing the impacts that we're experiencing today of climate change. And we're the only generation that can actually do so much about it. So I think it would focus on that, and also teach women waste disposal awareness, and have women from different fields come to share and help with their knowledge and their skills on climate change.
I hope all the departments, the government is listening. We need a funding, because this campaign would assist many people. Funding. You can share your funding on my personal number, and then, and then we will, I will connect with you. But the funding will get in my number. Capitec, you want to go 75. One last question. Do you think bringing back activities like ukutshala, ihlahla, home gardens led by women and youth could help combat to climate change in today's world? Why and why not?
Yes, it does. Well, bringing back these activities like planting trees and home gardens led by women and youth can significantly combat climate change.
Yeah.
These initiatives promote local food security and enhance biodiversity, sequester carbon, and foster environmental awareness and stewardship among younger generations, creating a more sustainable future.
Mm. No. Thank you so much, Bafwetu, for your time. I hope someone who's listening just heard Duguti, climate change do link with women, because it seems like, not even it seems like, but you guys play a lot of parts there in terms of climate, because sibonile ukuthi back then many women ibona ababetshala, ibona kakhulu, so they're being affected njengoba kunjena kuba nama kuba khona ama floods most of the time, and imvula, many things, especially abantu besifazane laba batshalayo ba affecteka kakhulu. Maybe one word sesivala that would like to share to someone who's listening, maybe it can be based on climate change or something.
I'd say let's take care of our planet, yes, but also let's take care of us too, because remember, the planet did exist and it did thrive without oxygen. We need it the most. So let's cut down on the carbon dioxide emissions and let's just be responsible.
No, thank you so much for your time, guys. May God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu. There was Muhle as well as Amina giving us more information on the linkage, climate change as well as abantu besifazane, as we are celebrating Women's Month.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.